As Thanksgiving and the holidays arrive, while the year comes to a close, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations of 2023 on the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
In this segment, I want to bring you the courtroom audio in its entirety by itself. Previously, we had some commentary in the front and back end as we waited for it. This is the courtroom audio of the verdict in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill. Take a listen.
Everyone, we are going on the record. I'm the court reporter. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. This is case CR 22-21-1624, State of Idaho versus Noreen Vallow. The matter before the court today is for a verdict in the jury trial that's been conducted over the last several weeks in this case. The court will note on the record, prosecution is here represented by Mr. Wood, Ms. Blake, and Ms. Smith. The defense, Mr. Archibald, Mr. Thomas are present, as well as the defendant who is present. The court's been advised that the jury has reached a verdict at this time. Is the state ready to proceed?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is the defense ready to proceed?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very well. Let's have the jurors ride in, please. While the jurors are being brought in, I'd like to indicate that this matter is being live streamed on the court's YouTube channel. In addition, the court's existing conduct order is in effect, and everyone needs to comply with that conduct order. This verdict has several counts. The court is going to require that all in attendance abstain from any sort of loud outbursts or sounds that could in any way affect the proceedings in this matter as the counts are read in the verdict. And I expect to maintain order and decorum, as has been the case throughout this trial with those in attendance, so please keep that in mind once we get to the stage of these proceedings. So with that in mind, if the jurors are ready, they can be seated.
All right, please.
We have the jurors coming in right now and being seated as everyone stands.
All right, thank you, Mr. Bailiff. Please be seated. All right, the court will note that we had alternate jurors that were excused upon deliberations. So now the remaining 12 jurors who have deliberated are here and appear to all be properly seated. Will counsel stipulate that the jury is all present and properly seated from the state?
Yes, Your Honor.
Will the defense stipulate?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, at this time, the court will inquire then from the jury. Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yeah.
Very well. If you have the verdict form, I'd ask the bailiff to bring that over here and we'll have it brought to the clerk to be read. All right, the court has reviewed the verdict form, find that it's been properly completed, signed and dated. So at this time, I'll direct the clerk to please read the verdict into the record. The defendant would please rise.
In the District Court of the 7th Judicial District of the State of Idaho, in and for the County of Fremont, State of Idaho Plaintiff versus Lori Noreen Vallow, aka Lori Noreen Daybill, Defendant, case number CR 22-21-1624. Verdict. We, the jury, duly impaneled and sworn to try the above entitled action for our verdict, unanimously answer the questions submitted to us as follows. Question number one. In regards to count one of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tylee Ryan and grand theft by deception? Answer, guilty. Question number two. In regards to count two of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Tylee Ryan? Answer, guilty. Question number three. In regards to count three of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Joshua Jackson Ballow and grand theft by deception? Answer, guilty. Question number four. In regards to count four, the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Joshua Jackson Ballow? Answer, guilty. Question number five. In regards to count five of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tammy Daybell? Answer, guilty. Question number six. In regards to count seven of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of grand theft? Answer, guilty. Dated this 12th day of May, 2023, signed by the presiding officer.
All right, please be seated. Madam Clerk, thank you for reading the verdict into the record. At this time, let me just inquire of the jury, is this in fact your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me ask now from counsel, does the state wish to have the jury polled?
We do not, Your Honor.
Does the defense wish to have the jury polled?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, the jury will be polled at this time. Madam Clerk, if you would please indicate only by juror numbers of each of the jurors if this is their true and correct verdict individually.
Juror number four, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes, it is.
Juror number five, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number six, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number eight, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number nine, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 10, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 11, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 12, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 13, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 14, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 15, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 16, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. The court does find it's a unanimous verdict in this case, so I will direct the clerk to record the verdict into the record of this case. I'll now have a closing jury instruction for our jurors and also those alternate jurors that are in attendance today. You have now completed your duties as jurors in this case and are discharged with the sincere thanks of this court. The question may arise as to whether you may discuss this case with the attorneys or with anyone else. For your guidance, the court instructs you that whether you talk to the attorneys or to anyone else is entirely your own decision. It is proper for you to discuss this case if you want to, but you are not required to do so, and you may choose not to discuss the case with anyone at all. If you choose to talk to someone about the case, you may tell them as much or little as you like about your deliberations or the facts that influenced your decision. If you decide to discuss the case with anyone, you should be careful to respect the privacy and feelings of your fellow jurors. You should limit your comments to your own perceptions and feelings. If anyone persists in discussing the case over your objections or becomes critical of your service either before or after any discussion has begun, please report that to me. At this time, then, the court offers its sincere thanks to the jurors. I appreciate your patience and attentiveness throughout this lengthy trial. I also thank you again for upholding your important civic duty as jurors in this case. I'd also like to thank the attorneys who tried this case for your professionalism throughout the proceedings and in the pretrial motions that came before trial. At this time, then, the court will discuss briefly sentencing in this case. In Idaho, pursuant to Title 19, Chapter 25, a report is required to be prepared before sentencing called a pre-sentence investigation report. In a typical case, that report takes at least 2 months to prepare. In a case such as this, it will likely take longer. The court will inquire as to a pre-sentence investigator for the time frame required to prepare the report in this case. Upon getting an estimation, then the court will reach out to counsel for determining a date for sentencing. I'll just advise everyone that will likely be, I'm thinking, at least 3 months probably before that sentencing can be scheduled to have the report completed. The court will also advise at this time then, upon conclusion of the proceedings, the defendant will be remanded back to custody of the Ada County Sheriff at this time to be transferred to the Fremont County Sheriff for further proceedings in Fremont County for sentencing. The court will also instruct the clerk to collect any of the jurors' notes pursuant to Idaho Criminal Rule 24.1A. At this time, then, the court will ask that the jurors and any alternates in attendance be excused from the courtroom. And I am going to direct that all in attendance here remain seated until such time as the jurors have been completely exited from the courtroom. And in addition, I'll let the jurors know there is additional information you'll be receiving through the court administration offices on your way out as you leave today. So again, thank you for your service. Court will be adjourned. And Mr. Bailiff, if you could have all rise for the jury.
All rise, please.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow-Daybill
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.